Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello and welcome to High Energy
You
Health.
Are muted.
I am so delighted to be here with you, and I hope you're delighted to be here too, because if you aren't now, you certainly will be in a short while once you are exposed to some of the amazing ideas and inspiration we have for you today. And I want you also to make a habit of listening to this show. In fact, make a habit of listening to positive media. Listen to and fill your mind, fill your life, fill your awareness with things that are inspiring. And I know as I go through the world, I talk to so many people who are concerned and worried, and they are enmeshed in all of the upsets that are going on now geopolitically and in various other areas of our human family, our human life, and our planetary society as well. And it really is powerful to make that choice to just bring ideas in, bring inspiration in, bring wisdom in that can help you get a perspective on your life and to heal. So this show is something I do every week because I want to make my contribution to that sense of global well-being, and this is my way of doing it, and I want you to be concerned enough and kind enough to yourself to make this part of your reality as well. So bookmark the page, come back, listen often, make it part of your habit to fill your mind with positive ideas like High Energy Health, and also share the show with other people. Let other people know. Also, I'll just give you a quick bit of information, not quite out yet publicly, but the web page for my new book has just gone live. It's called spiritualintelligencebook.com. The book is called Spiritual Intelligence. It'll be coming out in about 6 months. But the pre-order page just went live, and you can get a pre-order copy there at the spiritualintelligencebook.com site. And you also get a bunch of cool things, including the first two chapters for free, when you go there and get a pre-order copy. So do go there, and please do share it with other people as well. This book and the whole notion of spiritual intelligence is destined to make a huge impact on our culture. It's the time when our culture, our world, really will benefit from focusing on this whole concept of spiritual intelligence, and so you will find all kinds of remarkable insights that you can apply to your own life in that book. And again, that website is spiritualintelligencebook.com. And finally, share the show with other people and listen actively. So as you're listening today, make notes. Write down key ideas and apply those in your life. You never know when you'll hear some nugget on the show that's going to rock your world. I know I get to do this every single week, and I hear plenty of them. So please do listen actively. Make those notes and figure out how to apply them in your life. You never know when that little practice, that little insight you pick up from the show and you apply in your life is going to be a hugely rich point over your well-being. So listen actively, share the show with other people, and immerse yourself in these amazing positive ideas. My guest today is C.J. Llewellyn. She is the author of a number of best-selling books. She has had several careers, first of all in journalism. She also has been actively practicing as a healer, and she has the ability to actually visibly see human energies, and she's also trained in techniques like brain spotting, EMDR, energy psychology, and internal family systems therapy. Her newest book is called Chakras and the Vagus Nerve, and also Chakras, the Vagus Nerve, and Your Soul, both from Llewellyn Publishing, and as it happens, and you'll really find her books a source of inspiration. One of her previous shows on high energy health is one of our most listened to shows. Her website is cjllewellyn.com. If you just Google her, she'll pop right up there, and you'll find her that way as well. CJ, a pleasure to have you back.
Dawson, it's wonderful to be here. I've been a fan of yours for years, so thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a joy. And we're all on the same mission to inspire people, give them information that can change their lives and make the world a better place. So it's great to know we're all on the same page there. I mean, it's really curious, you know, as you are weaving this whole field of energy healing, which is a very important and big field and really remarkable set of ideas, abilities, research, with this very physiological concept of the vagus nerve, which travels all through our body, touches every single organ system in our bodies. How did you come to put these two things together?
Well, I have been, it's funny you picked up on the previous life of a journalist, because that's been something that so far in the past, for the last 15 years, I've been a licensed practicing counselor in LPC, trained in trauma work. So I have a foundation in polyvagal theory, which is the theory developed by Stephen Porges, that our vagus nerve, the best way to describe it is our wiring that senses safety and connection through our lives. And so through my modalities that you were mentioning, some of those neuro-experiential modalities, including EMDR, I was seeing people processing through their system not only just what I know is their vagus nerve and how it represents for safety and reintegrating safety into the body, let's put it that way, I was seeing that a lot of their information about their history was showing up in their chakras, because I'm also a Reiki master. I walk those two of these two worlds, where the trauma therapist and the Reiki master. So I was seeing this processing. So I became aware of it personally and just allowed that into the room. And then one day I said, you know, I have to really put this in writing. I have to really put this out in the world, because I'm using it, and why not just let everybody be aware of it so that they can listen to their own systems and so that practitioners can hear differently as well.
You know, that ability to see energy is something that I've always had I've had a twinge of envy about people like that. Like, you know, sitting with my friend Donna Eden, my wife and I were with her one day, and she was saying, oh, Dawson, you have this beautiful purple energy. Christine, you have this beautiful turquoise energy. You have this blue energy, this golden energy flowing between you. She was like watching the northern lights, just sitting with me and my wife, and she was watching us and saying, she spent about half an hour describing the energy interaction she was seeing with us. And I was like, I don't see any of that.
But you felt it, didn't you? It's okay, as long as you can feel it, and that's part of it, is just being intuiting our own energies. Yeah, we don't always have to be the ones that see it.
Yeah.
Although I would imagine having dinner with Donna would be very interesting when she's watching all that.
You can't hide anything. You feel as though you're with a human polygraph all the time, so.
There's no shielding from Donna Eden.
No place to hide. How old were you when you first began to perceive energies, or be aware you were seeing something that most people don't see? Bricks. One energy healer calls those that don't see energy, he calls them the bricks. So,
I'll have to do some reading on that. I was one of those kids that just saw it. I saw it. I mean, we could really go down this rabbit hole. I would see dead people at the end of my bed, so to speak, when I was a child. I just saw it. In fact, as I got later into my teens, I said, I don't want to see this anymore. Because when you're that young, you're open that way. I think sometimes you get too much. And it scares you, and you don't know how to manage it and control it. You don't even know what you're looking at half the time or discern it. So I did. I said, you know, universe, I don't want to see this. It was freaking me out, and I didn't see it for a very long time as well. But slowly, I think as I did my own trainings and I did my own, between my counseling training and then my Reiki training, it started to integrate back in a way that was really interesting because I felt like I could manage it. I felt like I understood, or I felt like I wasn't afraid of it as well. And it doesn't always happen, by the way. I'm not quite a Donna Eden. Maybe someday I can get back to that point.
So it's not, when you say it doesn't always happen, is it like on and off or fainter and brighter, or how does that appear to you?
For me, and everybody's a little different. So for me, I can attune to it. I can, I think that's where I learned to filter through it, is that I can attune to, I want to read this energy. If I'm very attuned with somebody, with a friend, with a client, I might be able to feel and see it working through them. So it's about the attunement. It's about the connection. So if you're using that example of Donna having dinner with you and your wife, she's very obviously attuned as a friend to, and having dinner and sharing, you know, that wonderful space. So there becomes an attunement where you can pick it up. And so I put an intention out there. And every once in a while, I will just see it. And now I know. I tell a story in my book about how I saw one of my professors and her throat chakra energy, which at the time didn't make sense to me. But as I learned polyvagal theory, I could completely understand why I was seeing it the way I was, because in my mind, how I was seeing that energy was not how it was supposed to be. And that's part of it, too. We think it's supposed to be a certain way, but everybody's different. Everybody's energy is different, and everybody's energy shifts, too. So I always hang really loose on the supposed to as well, because where we were a year ago energetically might be very much different now, speaking on a global as well as a personal scale, right?
Now, onto the chakras, and one of the things I regret is that there's so little research on the chakras, a little scientific research on the chakras. There's a researcher called Margaret Moga who has written a kind of a collection of all the research on the chakras, only maybe 5 or 6 papers, and so there isn't a lot of research on them, which is a real shame because there are over 13,000 studies of acupuncture and many meridian studies and acupressure, and acupuncture meridian system is very, very well studied, and Seoul University in Korea has a whole department studying acupuncture. The chakras have received very little attention, and yet they're described, of course, in ancient traditions, and they're described very consistently in the ancient texts, and I have a huge amount of respect for the Vedic tradition, the Upanishads, some of the scriptures in which these energies are described. Do you literally see them the way they're depicted usually in art, like, you know, the starting with the Sahasrara chakra up here and going all the way down? Do you literally see them that way, or do they appear something different to you?
Well, and I also see the energy around people that we refer to as aura. I will share with you this experience that I have in my first book about how I saw the throat energy chakra, because it aligns with what I now know as the bilateral aspects of our vagus nerve, especially that aspect of our vagus nerve that registers safety and connection. So from the heart up, right from the heart chakra up, excuse me, we have the safety complex of our vagus nerve. And this is, by the way, how we drop down into meditation, breathing into the heart, the lungs. That is where that safety branch connects. And it becomes bilateral up in here. I'm pointing we have listeners right now, but we will have viewers later. It becomes bilateral on the right side and the left side of the throat, up around the ears. My experience was about, oh, my gosh, 15, 20 years ago, watching this blue energy coming out of a professor's throat as they were speaking one day and they were lecturing. Now, I had just come back from an overseas flight, was exhausted, had run to class, and so I think I just had no filter at all. And as my professor was speaking, I saw the energy coming out of her throat chakra on both sides of her mouth and coming in and filtering through. And it was up along the ears, and it was coming in through the mouth. And she, at the time, was speaking about her great passion and her specialty. And I kept thinking, something's wrong with her. Something's wrong. Why am I? She's supposed to have this round, circular, movement going on in the throat. What is wrong with her? And I never really said anything to anybody at the time because I was in a grad school class. I wasn't with my energy people. And then later on, as I got to understand how the vagus nerve helps us communicate safety and helps us listen to safety, I understood, oh my goodness, this is exactly what her energy was doing. It was working up through the bilateral aspects of her throat, of that vagus nerve, coming out from that larynx and pharynx, coming up through her mouth, through her ears, which is all how, with polyvagal theory, which all discusses how we hear and speak and communicate safety through this branch, and through this, how I say it, my chakra, this chakra as well. So that was that's a great example of, wait a minute, this isn't supposed to be this way. And yet, it very much aligned. And I think the more this is my great passion, as we blend the science, just like you were speaking, about the research, as we blend the science with the experience of the etheric, we're going to see the puzzle fitting more. And I just happen to, with my work, see the vagus nerve, the communication of safety, the storing of old memories within our body and how to reprocess some of these old traumas aligning with this energy, because those are my two focuses. And I think we're really, as far as the work that we do, I think it's going to be so exciting over the next several years, decades hopefully. One of the researchers, the energy researchers that I like to follow is Beverly Rubrick, and she does a lot of energy through the chakras, through energy centers, and she is talking more about the not the biosphere. Yes, she's talking about the biosphere, and some of her work I just feel that just measuring the energy is very hard to do right now. I wonder if this is out of my realm of focus, but I wonder if we're going to get more instruments that help us to measure a little bit more easily.
One of the things about science is that we observe things clinically first, and only a long time later do we get instrumentation and evidence to tell us what we're looking at. And so, for centuries, from in 1200 AD, the Chinese navigators were using lodestones, magnets, and no one had any clue about electromagnetism, about the Earth. No one knew the Earth was round, and so we thought it was flat, but we were using these little magic rocks that pointed north, and so we learn about these things, and we only measure the energy later on. Now, of course, we have these instruments like MRIs and EEGs, and I know when I've been tapping with people sometimes and had them hooked up to an EEG, we will see a radical shift in the way the brain is processing energy. We'll see, we'll see beta waves, anxiety and depression just disappear, and we'll see really healing waves like theta and alpha expand. And so it's just amazing that we've got a few of them now, but as Beverly and others point out, there are all kinds of realms of energy that we haven't learned to measure yet, and we will in the coming days. So I'm sure we will eventually start to find out ways of measuring these things, because when we start to look for them, when you start to look, for example, at ways to measure acupoints, there are not actually already good acupoint measurement systems, not so for the chakras yet, but again, those measuring instruments usually come far later than clinical experience. And so what you're saying is you're seeing this clinically, that you're observing this in people, and then that is showing researchers where to look, and eventually the instrumentation will be developed. We're going to go to a break right now. You're listening to High Energy Health. Please check out more about CJ's work at her website, cjlewellyn.com. We'll be right back after a break.
Hey.
Have you heard the buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping? Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. If you or a loved one is suffering, download the free EFT mini manual at tappinggift.com today. That's tappinggift.com. Get your free manual at tappinggift.com today.
VMware is a fresh perspective for virtualization on the cloud. Shaping the future, this all-in-one platform delivers virtual cloud service on any cloud. Visit our HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on VMware.
Helping other people heal is deeply satisfying. Watching a child's pain disappear before your eyes, a loved one calming down after a panic attack, or a veteran recovering from PTSD is a wonderful feeling. Imagine yourself with the skills and confidence to help people every single day and a rewarding career in energy healing. Taught by expert faculty, you'll become skilled in techniques validated in over 1,000 scientific studies. So get certified as an energy psychology professional today at www.newhealer.com. Your first course is free at www.newhealer.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Imagine your love life, your health, your money, your career, your spiritual path. If you had the ability to turn your dreams into reality, the people who have discovered how to do this are master manifestors. Now you can learn their secrets at mastermanifestor.com. They'll give you a 21-day crash course in intuition, synchronicity, and manifestation. In just 7 minutes each day, the experts at mastermanifestor.com will train your brain to be like theirs. mastermanifestor.com. Remember, freedom of choice. www.healthylife.net.
Hello and welcome to High Energy
Health. You are muted.
I'm your host, Dawson Church. I love sharing with you every week on the show. Just think about right now and how you feel, okay? How do you feel right now? How happy are you on a scale of 0 to 10? Right this very moment. Are you a 3, 5, 9, 7? Where are you on that scale right this very moment? Now, think about how happy you were 25 minutes ago when you began listening to High Energy Health. And I can almost guarantee that this is going to elevate you, elevate your consciousness, elevate your mood, elevate how you feel. Give yourself that gift every week, every day of positive inputs. We have over 200 shows in our archives. You'll find them a wealth of information, but just love yourself enough to immerse your consciousness in all the good things that are going on out there. And for more on CJ's work, go to her website, CJLlewellyn.com, CJLlewellyn.com. Check out her newest book on chakras and the vagus nerve, and also her history of publishing really thought-provoking books. I want to pick up again now, CJ, on that whole notion of safety, because one of the features of modern society is how unsafe people feel even when they have all their physical needs met. We're in an era of unprecedented prosperity. The average data tells us that the average global citizen is three times as wealthy as he or she was in 1980. We have double the lifespan our grandparents have, on average, a century ago, and we have all these material possessions, and yet we don't seem to feel it. So people have this pervasive sense of not being safe. How is that affecting their bodies? Where is it coming from? And how does it tie in for you with energy?
Absolutely is a fantastic question, because it does apply. And polyvagal theory would tell you so much about happiness, how much, you know, contentment we feel within ourselves. It has to do with safety, and that has to do with how safely connected we are to others. And as you were just talking, oh my gosh, I mean, since what, the 90s, 2000s, we have been becoming more insular within our computers. And so the connections are decreasing, and safe connection is vital for us to thrive as human beings. And I would even add, feeling safe is what allows us to connect to our spiritual experiences, no matter what, how we practice that. If we are not safe in our bodies, and this goes to my, this is the fundamentals of trauma work, if we're not safe in our bodies, we can't get to spirituality. We most certainly can't get to the compassion of connecting to ourselves, let alone others. So yes, this is vital. And we're a fast moving society. We're becoming more insular. We drive in our cars that we think are our houses, and we're in our houses all the time, not necessarily connecting. And then you add to this whole sort of vigorous thing that's happening over social media. We're not having connection. I'm not a sociologist, but there seems to be an increased level of disconnection and vitriol. And if we can, as a society, I was listening to you talk earlier about just, by the way, I'm at a 10 now. In my own happiness scale, now I'm sitting here with you.
Okay.
I am right up here. I'm like, oh, he's such a lovely human being. I'm really happy right now. and by the way, we still are connecting through safety, even though we are looking at each other through a screen. But that is so much about the intention of how you want to hold the space. And we have to hold it in here first. I'm pointing to myself, to my heart, to our nervous system, to our bodies, to how we think. Before we can hold that safety and connection with others as well.
Yeah, absolutely. That is the foundation because, people with PTSD, for example, when they try and meditate, they close their eyes and immediately they're having flashbacks. They're having these visions of terrible things from the past, fears for the future coming up. And so they literally, when closing their eyes can be a terrifying experience for them, not the relaxing experience it is for an experienced meditator. So you're right. That is essential to spiritual growth. What happens, do you see, in the energy body, in that chakra system, other energy flows in the body, when people start to feel that? How does that change the energies you see in and around people?
You know, first I want to say, too, that these we think we're always wanting to be into that calm space of connection. But our bodies are also designed so that if we have a bear running after us, they're designed to engage us into the mobility that we need to run. This is sort of how I see us as we live the tension of being that human person and that spiritual being. And so there's this tension of wanting to stay always up here. Again, pointing to my heart chakra and my ventral vagal complex of safety, but sometimes we have to get out into the world and really take care of ourselves. So when we are in that mobility branch, when we are in that, we got to shut it down here for a minute because we've been so stressed, we have to just, shut down and disconnect for a minute. Our system isn't designed at that point to connect to to look at the chakras. Somebody had asked me earlier in an interview, how do you look at your chakras when you're running and you're in danger? We don't. We just listen to what's in the moment for us. We let allow our bodies to activate when we are in a literal danger experience. You mentioned something earlier too about I gave you a little thumbs up. I'm like, yes, you know this, because in trauma work, if someone comes in and they have early childhood trauma, they have complex trauma, they have developmental trauma, they have medical trauma, especially when they were children. Them being still is the scariest thing in the world. Their body has registered, this is not safe. So that's part of the complex work we do, again, to register, help them register and incorporate safety. And that takes time. That's an evolution. So, yes, when the system changes, when we start feeling more safety, when we stop having, when we can clear out some of the trauma from their nervous system, their energy shifts automatically. I can see it after I've done like an EMDR session with them or, a brain spotting session. Their energy shifts. because they're now suddenly in that moment feeling safer in their body. So their eyes light up. Their facial expressions, they start smiling. They're more apt to look at you in the eye. And that shifts everything within our energy fields as well.
Why do you think the eye movements in EMDR, EFT, and brain spotting are so effective?
There's thankfully now a lot of science that backs up that question. When I started even studying EMDR 15 years ago, I was actually told by some professors it was hokey, it was fluky. Like, no, this is actually where we are going with our healing. Our body is what our body, our nervous system, right? It is our wiring. It is gauging that safety. It has before we were born. It is our built-in wiring system. Our nervous system, our vagus nerve, is a cranial nerve. It attaches to the brain. Our nervous system, our vagus nerve, which is the, by the way, just breaking that down just a second. So when I say vagus nerve, it's part of the autonomic nervous system, and it's the largest branch of the autonomic nervous system. It is not the whole nervous system, but it is a cranial nerve. It connects to our brain. Our brain and that vagus nerve are bilateral. Say that fast three times. They are bilateral, which means we have two sides, which means as we begin to integrate through bilateral, you know, anything, the tapping, the brain spotting, which came from, I mean, David Grand developed that from EMDR, we started to notice, oh, my gosh, something just cleared here. When we are able to go back into a target through these different modalities, and they should be, when we're getting into trauma, we need to have the containment of someone that can hold that space for you. We can't do this ourselves. I can't process my own trauma by myself. I have my own therapist that I work with. But that's what happens is we get into that bilateral activity, and through a particular protocol are able to work through the system enough that particular memory is cleared, that particular event that was stored, I don't like the word dysfunctionally, but that's what's come in my head in this moment. It was stored dysfunctionally. It was stored in a way that every time now we hear a certain noise, we respond to it, whether we're safe or not, gets reintegrated so that we hear that sound and we're no longer responding somatically through viscerally through our body and shutting down because we can't discern if we're in the past or the present. So it's the body is, I mean, I guess Bessel van der Kolk, you know, that title of his book sums it up. The body keeps the score. And we have been through the last 30 years or so, I think since the mid-90s, between polyvagal theory, between, you know, what we've been seeing through, EFT, through brain spotting, and everything that has developed from that point, through just somatic work, is just life-changing. It's not, the brain is not separate from the body. In fact, I believe the body actually, I'm using my hands to sort of move upward here, the body has so much more information than the brain does, and they process differently. Together, they're a little bit like conflicting cousins, but yet they work well together.
On that note, we'll take a break. You're listening to High Energy Health. For more about C.J. Llewellyn's work, go to her website, C.J. Llewellyn, and check out her most recent ideas in her new books on chakras and the vagus nerve. We'll be right back with more after a break.
Dawson Church's award-winning book, Mind to Matter, has been hailed as one of the best science and health books of the decade. Over 400 studies show that your brain has the ability to turn thoughts to things, and that when you use the superpower deliberately, you can create an extraordinary life. Mind to Matter is the science and practice of how our brains create reality, and Dawson is so committed to helping people transform that he's giving copies of the book away free at mindtomatter.com. Claim your free copy at mindtomatter.com now.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
Imagine having a certified wellness professional at your service 24/7. Whenever you're stressed, anxious, angry, sleepless, or depressed, you get help the moment you need it. You can talk to a compassionate practitioner anytime you want at MyStressSolution.com. In the Stress Solution app, trained experts are standing by when you need them most. Experience a free introductory session at MyStressSolution.com. You never have to face your problems alone. Get instant help at MyStressSolution.com.
You have too little time to shop, so try Farm Fresh to You. They deliver organic food the way nature intended, delivered straight to your home or office, economically. Visit our web advertiser page and click on Farm Fresh to You now.
Dawson Church's award-winning book, Mind to Matter, has been hailed as one of the best science and health books of the decade. Over 400 studies show that your brain has the ability to turn thoughts to things, and that when you use this superpower deliberately, you can create an extraordinary life. Mind to Matter is the science and practice of how our brains create reality, and Dawson is so committed to helping people transform that he's giving copies of the book away free at mindtomatter.com. Claim your free copy at mindtomatter.com now.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hello and welcome back to High Energy Health. I'm your High Energy host, Dawson Church. Thrilled to be here with you as always. Isn't it just wonderful to fill our ideas not just with positive information, but with positive energy? A few minutes ago I challenged you to reflect on how happy you are right now compared to how happy you were when you began listening to the show, and I bet your happiness level's gone up even more. I know that both CJ and I were topping out at 10 earlier, so it really does make a difference. What you put into your mind, what you add into your consciousness, what you choose to focus on makes a huge difference in your life. Please do choose things like high-energy health. Immerse yourself not just in positive ideas, but in people with positive energy. If you can't find enough of them in your day-to-day life, go virtual. Listen to high-energy health. Listen to all the other wonderful messages there are out there. And you'll find that that shift in attention really starts to resonate in all kinds of ways in both your inner and your outer life. CJ's website again is cjlewellen.com, or just Google her and you will find her immediately and find her books. CJ, I'm curious about this focus that you have, that some people in both camps do this, but you're both a licensed professional counselor and you're an energy healer, and that's a really interesting intersection because not a lot of therapists are energy healers, not a lot of energy healers are therapists. And so, for example, when you're working with a client and you get an issue, how do you decide whether to approach it with psychotherapy tools and energy tools?
So that's a good question, because I do work both sides of that aisle, but I'm also very much about in when I am working as a therapist, I have a framework of the approach of trauma therapy, right? So we go in and we assess, we're trying to see, what levels of trauma people are holding on to, what's their memory level, implicit versus explicit. Implicit is how much is felt in the body. Explicit is how much is remembered in the brain. Because, again, like I said, these are competing cousins, and they have two different ways of going about the same thing. So when I work with a client and I'm approaching them from a therapeutic structure, I am very somatic. And some clients are more apt to lean into the feeling, the expression, and allowing the bottom-up processing of the information from their body. I have them get used to their own body. I don't bring in, I do this when I talk to other therapists about this work, I don't start bringing in, oh, that's the, you know, that's the root chakra, that's the heart chakra, because then I take them out of the experience in their body. So when I work with them, I'm not actually putting any sort of hand, it's not like a traditional energy session that I would do. I'm actually having them really attune to the energy themselves, really drop down and start listening to what these energies feel like, how they're being expressed. Everybody's different. So while I might see the things that are going on around them and how they are registering through their nervous system, through their energies, I want to empower them to really get comfortable with attuning to them too. And then, you know, we apply different modalities depending upon what the needs are with my client.
And of course, not only is it therapeutic to tune into your body, that means when the client shifts psychologically, when they release all of the emotional energy, the emotional tags of trauma and threat locked in a memory, when that goes away, which in energy therapies they often go away very quickly, the client then will feel that shift inside their body.
And it changes completely. Once that energy is cleared, they might still have the actual memory of an event. They don't have that visceral response. They don't have that response that they develop within their nervous system. That actually, in Stephen Porges' work, he refers to that as neuroception. So our nervous system response before our brain understands what we just did, you know, a blink or a jerk. If you can see me, I'm kind of acting out little bodily responses that our nervous system might do because that's where it's stored. And yes, once that is cleared out, people will come back. I always say it's like the absence of. Suddenly, oh, this thing happened, and well, what'd you do? Well, nothing. Okay, well, so you didn't respond in the way you used to. Oh my gosh, it's like the pain. We forget we've had an awful headache. Once the headache goes away, we forget that we had it. It has that component to it. It has that essence of I'm a little freer in my life. I'm a little bit more open. I'm just not as bogged down by my neurobiology in response to these other things. And then they can tap into that higher, wiser essence of who they are and make, you know, life choices based on that, not on their trauma responses.
Yeah, very different life choices when you are acting from that perspective. Give us a quick example of a client who went through that process of releasing body shift and then energy and life shift.
Oh, goodness. Okay, so I'll have to do a compilation because as a therapist, I can't do a specific. But let's use my I'm an internal family systems therapist as well. So I'm very much about the parts work because we have that element, right? We have the protectives and the manager sides of our egos. But our parts, our young parts, if you want to call them, people, you know, call them inner children sometimes, they operate through our nervous system. So when I'm doing internal family systems work with somebody, we go in and maybe we get to identify that young child that never got picked up because it's felt in their body. And the client is constantly crying for no reason at all, has a constant tension in their bellies. Usually it's the root and the sacral chakra where there's just this inexplicable loneliness. When we process that out, that loneliness disappears. Sometimes I've had clients who can start really walking again, can start getting up and exercising again, where before they were containing their bodies, they were containing their legs, especially if there's been sexual abuse involved. So the part of the body is not safe anymore. As we clear those or heal those young parts, or we're using the EMDR, my hands just went back and forth, or, you know, bilateral work, the neuroexperiential work is what David Grand calls it. He's the developer of brain spotting. Suddenly, the body works in ways that it didn't before because the body was protecting itself in certain ways prior to. And so everybody's different because it depends on how they developed how to hold on to their their safety mechanisms, which is ironically holding on to their trauma. I hope that wasn't too general, but I don't want to reveal too many personal therapeutic experiences and get into HIPAA violations here.
We encourage our practitioners as well in EFT Universe to do composites and then once the client, but a general of clients. Yeah. But, that's interesting that trauma and safety become intertwined. That is a powerful concept. And so just think about, as you're listening here, maybe just grab your journal as well and ask yourself this question to journal about later, is where are my trauma and safety intertwined? What areas of my life, what parts of my body, what areas, domains of my life, in what areas of my life might trauma and safety be intertwined? That issue is one well worth contemplating and journaling on. So please, as you're listening to CJ's words over here, reflect on them and apply them to your own life. Find those places in your life, and hopefully you're now realizing, too, that there is a ton of evidence of how you can be healed. There are over 200 studies of EFT. There are over 300 studies of EMDR, and there is a huge research base showing that anxiety, depression, PTSD, phobias can be healed with these energy therapies really, really quickly. Not in 30 sessions, not in 6 months, not in 10,000 hours, but according to meta-analyses and other research, in 3 to 10 sessions. So we want you to know that you can apply these things in your life and see a radical shift really, really quickly. We're going to a break right now. You're listening to High Energy Health. My name is Dawson Church. For more on CJ's work, go to her website, cjlewellyn.com. We'll be right back after a break.
Imagine having a certified wellness professional at your service 24/7. Whenever you're stressed, anxious, angry, sleepless, or depressed, you get help the moment you need it. You can talk to a compassionate practitioner anytime you want at MyStressSolution.com. In the Stress Solution app, trained experts are standing by when you need them most. Experience a free introductory session at MyStressSolution.com. You never have to face your problems alone. Get instant help at MyStressSolution.com.
VMware is a fresh perspective for virtualization on the cloud. Shaping the future, this all-in-one platform delivers virtual cloud service on any cloud. Visit our HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on VMware.
Dawson Church's award-winning book, Mind to Matter, has been hailed as one of the best science and health books of the decade. Over 400 studies show that your brain has the ability to turn thoughts to things, and that when you use this superpower deliberately, you can create an extraordinary life. Mind to Matter is the science and practice of how our brains create reality, and Dawson is so committed to helping people transform that he's giving copies of the book away free at mindtomatter.com. Claim your free copy at mindtomatter.com now.
No matter what is happening on the outside, to make a difference, work on the inside. You are part of the fabric of life. Have a positive impact on yourself and others. Take a break from the dark side. Listen to the positive side of podcasts. HRNradio.com.
Helping other people heal is deeply satisfying. Watching a child's pain disappear before your eyes, a loved one calming down after a panic attack, or a veteran recovering from PTSD is a wonderful feeling. Imagine yourself with the skills and confidence to help people every single day and a rewarding career in energy healing. Taught by expert faculty, you'll become skilled in techniques validated in over 1,000 scientific studies. So get certified as an energy psychology professional today at www.newhealer.com. Your first course is free at www.newhealer.com.
If you want USA and worldwide car rentals, choose rentacar.com. Free cancellations on most bookings, no hidden charges. They are trusted by over 4 million customers. Visit our advertiser page and click on the Rent-A-Car banner.
and welcome back to High Energy Health. I'm your host, Dawson Church. I love sharing with you on the show every week. Hopefully you love being here every week, and you're making High Energy Health part of your diet, your mental, spiritual, emotional health diet to fill your mind, fill your consciousness with exciting ideas, powerful insights, and real practical tools you can use to improve your life as you apply them in your world. So keep notes, make notes, apply these things, finish every show with an action plan of how you'll apply these insights into your life, journal about these insights, work with these ideas. They really can make a difference in your life. CJ, I'm also really curious about how you bring people to this awareness quickly. Somebody maybe hasn't been feeling that sense of connection with their body. What would you do, and maybe just do a little quick exercise with us about an initial step getting in touch with your body, connecting your mind, energy, and body?
Absolutely, and I think what I'll do is sort of work off what you were just talking about in regards to people journaling, and we call that the bottom down, right, from the mind down. So I'll give them a little bit of technique that they can, very gentle, nothing complicated, that they can apply as they go into their journaling. So this is just mindful touch, and you don't have to stop doing whatever you're doing. If you're driving, if you're just sitting, if you're doing the dishes while you're listening to this program, just drop down and be curious about your body. Just notice where the energy is. Even if you are just moving, if you're doing a routine, right, a route, doing the dishes, folding the laundry, just notice your body and just be curious with the energy around your jaw, maybe your ears, your throat. Just notice. Just take that time, and we're not fixing anything. We're being the curious observer to it. And just drop down into your neck, your shoulders, your chest, the muscles in that area, the energy. Just notice it as if you've never seen it before. Just be curious with it. And curiosity takes the judgment out of it. And bring yourself down into your arm. Notice the joints, the shoulder joints. Notice the muscles. Notice if one arm feels different than the other arm. I know I just finished a book deadline. My right arm is a lot more tired than my left arm, so I'm going to give it some TLC. I've been noticing that today. And there's no right or wrong. Everybody is different. Everybody has different energy and just works life differently. And now pull your attention down into your belly. From your chest, down through your rib cage. Notice your abdomen. Notice the energy. Are there places that flow? Where is the energy more activated? Or where is the energy least activated? Just notice. There's no right or wrong. It just is. And bring your attention down to your lower back and your hips. Notice where in your hips or your back the energy is flowing. Notice if there's any pain, or notice a lack of pain or tension. And as you go about just listening to us, doing whatever it is you're doing, notice your legs, notice the muscles, notice the thighs. Just make space to be curious. Notice your knees. Where's the energy? How do they feel? Notice your calves. Is one leg more activated than the other? As you sit, Where are you feeling the pressure points? Just bring the attention down into your ankles, your feet. Now as you're connected to your body, as you're being curious, you're still being curious, and even as I'm speaking, the energies are going to shift a little bit. Notice where in your body you're feeling the most activated. And as you do, just gently put a hand on that activation. This is a friend just resting on that activation. And just pull a deep breath into it. As you breathe in, this activates parts of your nervous system to bring some life and awareness into your body. And then as you breathe out slowly through your mouth. Just breathe out through your mouth like you're blowing into a flute. And that slows your system down. And just stay with your body. And just stay noticing. Is that activation shifting? Is it still there? There's no right or wrong. Ask that area of your body where you have your hand if it has something it wants to share with you. And just make the space for it the way you would a friend. Maybe a friend that was struggling a bit. Maybe a friend that was excited to tell you something. Just make the space and just be curious with the information. And just allow...
I'm doing this as you say it. I know there's layers over here. We have to wrap up our time together, but keep on going with CJ's recommendation here. Keep on with the process. CJ, it's been wonderful to connect with you in this way. Every blessing, everyone, thank you so much. Stay connected to your body. Be there in that safe space for yourself. Till we meet again in High Energy Health, all the best.